האם זה באמת סגולה בדוקה? אז סגולה ללמוד בזה?
Erev Tov, good evening, Dobro Vietcher. We're in the Zera Shimshon, Parsha Shmini Os Test, section number 9. This section talks about the Haftorah on the Torah Parsha, not the Parsha itself. And the Zera Shimshon doesn't always have a section for on each Parsha on the Haftorah, but he often does. And this is an example of one. And we're going to take a look at a couple of psukim from the Haftorah, but before we do, let me just mention a few words about the Haftorah. The Haftorah this week deals with, on Parsha Shmini, it deals with a rather famous episode in Sefer Shmuel Beis, in which the Jewish people have been yearning to bring back the Aron, which had been captured by the Plishtim, the Philistines, and they were able to bring it back. But they weren't able to bring it all the way back to Yerushalayim because of a certain tragedy that happened, which we won't go into now. But ultimately, they saw that it was safe to bring the Aron all the way back to Yerushalayim. And the people went up to get the Aron with David HaMelech leading everyone and dancing and singing and bringing the Aron all the way back to Yerushalayim. And it was an incredible, incredibly triumphant and festive occasion. And David HaMelech, the Navi tells us, danced with tremendous abandon and joy and simcha. And it turns out that when he got home, as we'll see in a moment in the psukim that we're going to look at, his wife, one of his wives, Michal Bas Shaul, Michal, the daughter of the previous king of Shaul HaMelech, criticized him for dancing with such wild abandon and apparently allowing his clothes to flap around and reveal some of his body, which for a king, she considered immodest and inappropriate. So let's take a look at the psukim. Shmuel Beis, Perek Vav, Psukim Chav through Chav Beis. Vayoshov David Levarech es Beiso. So after this great procession and festive occasion, David returned to bless his household. Vateitze Michal bas Shaul likras David, and Michal, the daughter of Shaul, who was, as we said, one of David's wives, came out to greet him. Vatomer, and she said, Ma nichbad hayom melech Yisrael. How honored today was the king of Israel, meaning David, of course. Asher nigla hayom le'enei amhos avodov, who was exposed today in front of the eyes of the maidservants of his servants, kehi golos niglaus achad harekim, like one of the lowlives would be exposed. So she obviously is being very critical here, and she's saying, David HaMelech, you acted in such a way, you conducted yourself in such a way that you seemed like you were one of the lowlife individuals. Vayomer David el Michal, and David said to Michal, Lifnei Hashem, it was in front of Hashem, Asher bochar bi me'avich, who chose me from your father, whom he called Beso, and from all of his household, Litzavos osi nagid al am Hashem al Yisrael, to appoint me the ruler over the nation of Hashem on the Jewish people, v'sichakti lifnei Hashem, and I rejoiced in front of Hashem. Unekalosi od mizos, and I will behave even more humbly than this. V'hayisi shofal be'enai, and I was low in my eyes, in my own eyes. Ve'im ha'amohos asher amart, and about those maidservants that you mentioned, imam ikovedo, with them will I be honored. So David had a very strong response to the words of Michal, and certainly did not in any way back down or apologize for his unprecedented rejoicing and dancing with the Jewish people on the event of bringing home, on the occasion of bringing home the Aron of Hashem. Let's get right into the Zera Shimshon, Parsha Shmini, Os Tes. Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk that we just read, Ma nichbad hayom, how honored today was the king, Michal said. Vayomer David el Michal, and David said to Michal, Lifnei Hashem, it was before Hashem that I was rejoicing, Asher bochar bimei avich, who chose me instead of your father, whom he called Beso, and from all of his household, v'chuli. So those are the psukim that we saw. from the Haftorah. Ve'omru b'medrash, and it states in the Medrash Rabbah, Shebochar bi umas beisav beveisavich. When David HaMelech said, Hashem chose me, me avich, from your father, he meant Hashem chose me and rejected the house of your father, Shaul. Ad kan lashono. So it makes it, the Medrash makes it very clear that David said something very sharp to, apparently said something very sharp to Michal bas Shaul. Vikoshe, there's a difficulty here. The Zera Shimshon's going to ask two questions. Why did David feel a need to humiliate Michal, to say such a strong retort, that Hashem had rejected the house of her father? Why did he feel a need to do that? If in the end of the matter, ultimately, she had an intention for his own benefit, because we have a principle from Chazal in the Gemara and Ksubis, as you can see, that a king who forgives his own honor, ein kevodo mochul, his honor is not forgiven. The point the Zera Shimshon's making is, Michal was not wrong here. Michal was saying to David HaMelech, even if you, because of any given situation, want to act like one of the regular people and dance with wild abandon and conduct yourself in such a way, and you're not worried about your kavod, you're not worried about your honor due you as a king, but even if that's the case, there's a rule here, there's a halacha here that a king who would like to give up his honor can't be given up. It's not at his own discretion. A king can't forgive his honor. He must always conduct himself in such a way that's honorable and that people would relate to him in an honorable way. He can't choose differently. So if Michal, if that's what Michal was trying to say, if that's where her words were coming from, why did David give her such a personally harsh response about her father's family or the family of Shaul being rejected by Hashem? Ve'od, and another question, the second question, Ma rotza lomar, what did David mean to say when he said the words, Unikalosi od mizos, and I will behave even more humbly than this, Vehoyisi shofal, and I will be low, I will act in a lowly way, v'chule, etc. Demahu od, what did he mean by more than this? What was his intention with those words? So those are the Zera Shimshon's two questions. Let's continue with the next page, top of the right column. V'yesh lomar de'omru razal, we can say, we can start off to answer the questions by bringing in a Gemara from Maseches Yoma. Mipnei ma lo nimshecha malchus beis shaul. The Gemara there asks a question of fundamental importance. Why? What is the reason that the reign of the house of Shaul did not continue? Why did it end after Shaul was king, and then it moved to David and continued with his household? Why did things develop in such a way that the Malchus was taken away from the house of Shaul? Answer, Mipnei shelo hoya bo shum dofi. Because there was not in Shaul's lineage any flaw. Shaul HaMelech had a flawless, impeccable lineage. And the Gemara, somewhat counterintuitively, or we would say surprisingly, even shockingly, says the reason things developed in such a way that Shaul lost his house, lost the dynasty, the chance to have a dynasty and lost the kingship, is because he had such a perfect lineage. Let's continue to understand. We'll see what that means as we continue. Ve'od amru, and Chazal also say in that same Gemara, Ein ma'amidin parnas al hatzibor, we should never set up a leader over the community, ela im kein, kupa shel shrotzim, unless there is a box of creepy, crawly, impure things, tuluyolo me'acharov, hanging up behind him. What does that mean? That means that we should only appoint a leader over the community, if the person has skeletons in the closet, if the person has flaws in his lineage, if the person does not have an impeccable, flawless lineage as the house of as Shaul did. So only a leader with problems in the past and his past and his lineage should be appointed. V'lochein Omar lo David, and therefore, because of this idea that a ruler, it's better for a ruler over the people to be humble because he doesn't have a perfect lineage. He has, as we said, skeletons in the closet. He has things behind him that keep him humble. So the Gemara in Yoma tells us that's the appropriate kind of leader to have. And because Shaul was too perfect in his lineage, his kingship didn't continue. So therefore, David said, "Ani me arki shofal ani." I, in my own estimation, this is what David was saying to Michal. In my own evaluation of myself, I'm lowly. I'm humble. V'kupa shel shrotzim pluyim me'achorai. And there's a box of creepy, crawly, impure things hanging up behind me. I have all kinds of issues of my lineage. Of course, this is a reference primarily to the fact that David HaMelech was a descendant of Rus the Moabitess. And even though we know what a tzedekah she was, there was great controversy over the fact that she was allowed to marry into the Jewish people and that Boaz married her. So David says, look at my lineage and its problems. Hashem bochar bi mipnei koch. Hashem chose me because of this, because of my lineage, which would keep me humble. U'ma'as beveis avich. And Hashem rejected your father's house, the house of Shaul, mipnei shelo hoye bo shum dofi, because it had no flaws. In Cain, if so, tzorech ani lahashpil atzmi lifnei Hashem. I need to lower myself, to humble myself in front of Hashem. Ki lefi ha'emes unekalosi od mizos. Because according to reality, according to the truth, I'm even more humble than this. I'm more than what I did in terms of my dancing and the way I conducted myself in front of the people. I have even more reasons to be humble. Yesh li shiflus ba'atzmi yoser mizeh. I have a lowly value on myself, a deep humility, shekupa shel shrotzim, because I have a lowly lineage. So according to this first question, David HaMelech was saying to Michal, he wasn't trying to humiliate her. He was actually trying to explain things to her and say to her, you need to understand why I acted the way that I did. And by explaining it to you, at the same time, I'm going to explain to you the underlying reason why your father Shaul was not able to build the dynasty of the Beis Shaul. And that is because he had flawless lineage, which can lead to arrogance and haughtiness and people who don't care about the needs of the people. David was not saying this about Shaul personally, Chas v'Shalom, because Shaul was actually known as a person with great humility. But David was saying the base Shaul, the house of Shaul, the family couldn't continue in the rulership position because of this problem. Whereas David says, I come from a lowly lineage and I have humility, and my family also will never lord it over people because of our lineage. Our lineage comes from a lowly place. And that's what he was explaining to her. The Od Yesh Lomar, we can also say, this is in the way of kind of a second explanation as to what David was saying. Shekavonas Michal Hayesolitovas David. That David understood that Michal's intention was to say something for his benefit. Mipnei Shehoyeso Yoda'as Shebeis Oviho, because Michal, the daughter of Shaul, knew that her father's house, Ibed Yerushas HaMalchus, lost the ability to bring the kingship down through inheritance. In other words, to build a dynasty where it would have gone from Shaul and then to one of his sons, and then it continued in the family as it did with David HaMelech. They lost that chance. Lefisha Shaul Mochal Al Kivodo, because Shaul forsook his honor at a very critical moment. That's a reference also to a statement by Chazal in the Gemara Maseches Yoma, in which the Gemara tells us that when Shmuel HaNavi appointed Shaul to be the Melech, and this was announced, there were people who made fun of this and derided this, and they openly said they weren't going to accept Shaul as their king. And Shaul humbly accepted this and didn't assert the prerogative of the king, of the newly appointed king, to stop this and to punish them and perhaps even to put them to death because of their actions. He did not do any of that. He was mochel al kavodo. And Chazal tell us that because of that, that's an additional reason, or perhaps an alternate reason, as to why the dynasty was taken away from him, meaning he should have asserted himself and he should never have allowed those mockers and scorners and people who derided his appointment to continue to do so. So Michal knew that this was a problem. He's hirato, and therefore she warned David, kedei shelo ya'aved gam hu hamalchus. She warned him and said, David HaMelech, my husband, don't lower your honor and your esteem, because that's one of the reasons why my father Shaul lost the chance to build the dynasty. Kemosha era la'aviha. And she referenced what happened to her father and said to David, that's why I'm telling you to be careful and not to conduct yourself in the way that you did in front of the people. It's not becoming. It's not fitting with the honor due to a king. Umishum hachi, next paragraph. And because of this, huchrach David lahashiva, because of this, David was compelled to respond to her. Hachiluk sheyesh bein mechilas hakovod she'osahu, to respond to her and explain the difference between his forsaking his own honor, lemechilas hakovod she'osah aviho, to the act that her father Shaul did when he allowed the people to make fun of him and his appointment as king. Top of the next column. She'Shaul mochol la'anoshim ha'mevazim es kvodo. Shaul forgave the people and allowed them to humiliate his honor, to degrade him. And therefore, it was not appropriate to do that. And he was taken to task for that. The honor of the king stems from the honor due to Hashem. Shetzivonu bisoroso, Hashem commanded in his Torah, Som tosim alecha melech, surely place over yourself a king. What Chazal say, what does it mean that you should surely place over yourself? Shetehe emoso alecha, that his fear has to be on you. The Torah is emphasizing and saying, don't just choose a king and then treat the king in an inappropriate way. Som tosim alecha, put the king above you. Double language, place the king above you. You always, in all situations, have to have fear of the king. Well, that means that the king has to conduct himself in such a way that there's always fear, that people realize they can't make fun of a king or deride a king or do any of the things that people were doing that Shaul in the beginning after his appointment allowed people to do, and accepted it with meekly and with humility. And he thought that was the best approach, but that was not befitting the honor due to a king, which, as the Zera Shimshon just said, reflects the honor of Hashem. So what Shaul did when he was mochel al kivodo was inappropriate to a great degree. It was a great mistake. Aval kan b'David, but here regarding David, when he was dancing and celebrating with the Torah, mochel al kivodo, he forgave his own honor, mishum kovod ashchina, because of honoring the Shechina, because of his desire to honor Hashem, who was allowing the people to bring the Aaron back. As the Gemara says in Maseches Sota, mitzvah shiny, when a person lowers their honor to do a mitzvah, it's different. Gabe Agrippas, and this is stated regarding the king Agrippas. That's a reference to an incident in which the Mishnah over there in Maseches Sota teaches us that when the Torah was read at the Hakel ceremony, the general practice was for kings to sit in a chair and read from the Torah to the people in a huge assembly. However, when Agrippas the king came to read the Torah for the Hakhel ceremony, he insisted upon standing up, and Chazal praised him for that. And so we learn from over there, the Gemara says, why was that okay? And why did Chazal praise Agrippas for the action of insisting upon standing up? Isn't that lowering his honor? Shouldn't a king always sit and have all the people stand around him? He shouldn't stand. And so the Gemara said, mitzvah shiny, Agrippas was showing honor to a mitzvah, and that made it the whole difference. The Kosvu Shama Tosvos in the commentary of Tosvos over there on that Gemara in Sota, it writes, "Dechishemochel al chavodo." When a king forgives his honor, mishum kovod a mitzvah v'hatorah, because of doing a mitzvah and honoring a mitzvah in the Torah, hainu kovod hashchina. This is a way of honoring the divine presence. Umar'e ba'atzmo, and he is showing with himself, she'ein mashchina olav, that the fear of Hashem is on him. So people have to show fear of the Melech, and the Melech must turn around and show fear of Hashem. And that's why what Agrippas did by standing and showing total respect to the mitzvah of reading the Torah and the Hakel ceremony was considered praiseworthy. And that's why what David did with his tremendous dancing and celebrating with the people on the occasion of bringing home the Aaron was considered praiseworthy. The king is showing that he is prepared to fulfill the commandment of the eternal king. A king over the Jewish people should never feel that because of his honor, he somehow isn't obligated to fulfill all the mitzvos of the real king, the Melech Malchei Amlochim. No. The king has to go out of his way to show that he's prepared at all times to honor Hashem. Next paragraph. V'chein kosov haRambam, and this is written by a similar idea is expressed by the Rambam, but Perek Beis in the second chapter, Hilchos Melachim, in the section of the laws of kings. And Rambam says, K'derech shecholak lo hakovod hagodol, in the same way that tremendous honor is apportioned to the king, Jewish law, the Torah requires that tremendous honor be given to the Melech, v'hakol hayovim b'chavodo, and everyone is obligated to honor the king. Koch tzivohu lihios libo b'kirbo shofal. So he, the king, is commanded that his heart inside of him should be lowly and humble. So the Rambam, the way the Rambam articulates it is that there is almost a dichotomy here. Everyone is obligated to show the utmost honor to the king, while at the same time, the king must develop and work incredibly hard to develop a feeling of deep humility in front of Hashem in his own heart. In front of the people, he must withhold his honor and accept all of the honor that they're giving him. But inside of himself, he must have a humility. V'hainu masha omar hakosuv, and this is what the pasuk was saying. This is what David meant in the pasuk. V'sichakti lifnei Hashem, I was celebrating in front of Hashem. I wasn't just dancing and singing stamazoy for my own pleasure. I was dancing and singing and celebrating to show honor to Hashem and gratitude to Hashem. V'hoyisi shofal be'enoi, and I was low in my own eyes. David is saying exactly, this could be a quote from the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. David was saying, I know the halacha. He's telling his wife, I know the halacha. And the halacha is that I, as the king, have to have humility in my own heart and humility about myself, even though I understand the role of the king as being the most honored person among the nation. So the Zera Shimshon here in giving us this piece, sharing with us this piece on the Haftorah, has given us such a wonderful insight into the psukim in which David and Michal have a short dialogue. And he's answered his questions about showing us, demonstrating to us that David was not at all trying to humiliate Michal Chas V'Sholem. Instead, David was trying to either, according to the first approach, explain the matter to her, or according to the second approach, help her understand why, even though the point she made about the honor of a king having to be paramount, and what had happened to her own father because he was not careful about that in the beginning of his reign. He was explaining to her the very, very critical difference between what Shaul had done, which was a major mistake, an error, and what David HaMelech did, which David was explaining was the appropriate and correct action to show honor to Hashem. Yashav Koach to joining us in the learning this week, and we look forward to learning together again, God willing, and the Zeres Shimshon on next week's Parsha.